Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We're wrapping up our Now Playing series, Streaming Edition, this week. And the main idea of this series is that every story points to the story, and we're looking at the collision of faith and film. Sunday at our Lewis Center campus, we looked at the Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian, and I grew up watching Star Wars movies on VHS tapes as a kid, and it's been pretty nostalgic for me watching the universe expand and sharing Star Wars with my kids. And This Is the Way is the recurring phrase from the show, but it's not just a phrase. This Is the Way represents a way of life. The way is the guiding force in the Mandalorian's life. It's not so much about what they do, but really who they are. And if we had a creed, a this is the way statement as followers of Jesus, it would have to be the Great Commandment, where Jesus says in the Gospels that the first and greatest commandment is to love God, and the second one is like it, to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is the way, right? This is our creed. And following the establishment of the Great Commandment, Jesus tells a story that helps illustrate what it means to love our neighbor. He tells the story of the Good Samaritan. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. They steal all of his stuff and beat him up so badly that they leave him for dead. Two religious leaders, who just happened to be walking by, see the man but pass him by on the other side of the road. But a Samaritan sees the man, cares for him, takes him to an inn for further care, and even foots the bill. In this story, Jesus lays out three attitudes represented by three groups of people that we can have toward others. The first attitude is, what's yours is mine. This is the attitude of the thieves, right? They see the man, they want what he has, so they take what he has and leave him for dead. They have no consideration for human life. They see people as just commodities. People exist to be used instead of being individuals who are made in the image of God. Now, listen, I know that many of us are not beating people up, right? Hopefully you're not robbing people and leaving them for dead. I get that. But there are other ways to treat people as if what's theirs is ours. We can do it verbally, emotionally. We can do it in all kinds of ways. There's endless ways to use people. But Jesus is calling us to more. The way, the creed, asks more of us. This attitude of what's yours is mine is not the heart of Jesus. But there's another attitude that we see here in another group of people, and that's the attitude of the religious leaders. It's the attitude of what's mine is mine. See, they didn't beat the man. They didn't put him there in the ditch. They didn't do anything to abuse the man or use the man. But they also didn't do anything to help him either. They just left him there. They turned a blind eye. They have the attitude of what's mine is mine. I didn't hurt him, but I'm also not going to help him. And although the attitude of the thieves is clearly wrong, we can look at that and go, that's clearly wrong. I think the attitude of the religious leaders is much more subtle. Because see, they're doing the right religious practices, but they're not practicing love. They could possibly teach lessons to a group of people on the biblical understanding of love, but they don't know how to practice love. Why? Because their attitude is, what's mine is mine. But Jesus says, that's not my heart for you. My heart for you is not to have the attitude of what's yours is mine or what's mine is mine. No, we should have the attitude of the Samaritan, the attitude of love, the attitude of loving our neighbor, where we say, what is mine is yours. And when Jesus makes the Samaritan the hero of the story, it would have been absolutely shocking to his listeners. Samaritans were hated by Jews, and yet Jesus makes the Samaritan the hero of the story. And we can see the hate in the response from the man that Jesus is having the conversation with. Jesus asks the man, who do you think in this story was the neighbor to the one who fell among thieves? And the man replies, the one who had compassion on him. I love that response because he can't even bring himself to say the Samaritan. It's like when you tell your spouse, you won't believe what your son did today, right? He can't even speak it. He can't even say it. Why? Because Jews hated Samaritans. And yet he is the one that showed love. He was the one who loved his neighbor. He's the one who had the attitude of what's mine is yours. And when we first meet the Mandalorian in the series, he is all about himself. His attitude is definitely what's yours is mine. He is a loner, an opportunistic thug who uses every situation for personal gain with little care about what it does to others. But throughout the series, he transitions to what's mine is mine. He's not helping. He's not hurting. He's kind of keeping to himself. His armor is not just for outward protection from physical harm, but it's a metaphor for how he's blocked out the world. But he doesn't stay there for long. Eventually, he embraces this attitude of what's mine is yours as he seeks the well-being of the child above his own. Why? Because this is the way. This is his creed. And his creed means more to him than his personal preferences. And each of us has to wrestle with this ourselves. Will we live our lives for ourselves and our own personal preferences and comforts? Or will we embrace the way, the creed, the outside force that guides every part of our lives? Will we live our lives for ourselves or for others? When we think about those questions, aren't you glad that Jesus left his place with the Father, saw us in the ditch, and came to rescue us and heal our wounds? And if we're thankful for that, then how can we be and do any different? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks so much for checking out the Drivecast today. Please come back later on this week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for Jesus, our Savior, and our example. Help us to embrace the way, to love God and love others, and to live out this attitude of what's mine is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to show you which attitude you resonate with the most and how he wants to move you toward the attitude of what's mine is yours.